Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is The Holy Spirit Led Paul in Visions and Dreams, and He Obeyed. What a wonderful message. Because Jesus said, when he was leaving, he told his disciples that he would not leave them comfortless, that he would not leave them alone. He would send the Holy Spirit to help the Christians to be able to hear him. How could they hear Jesus? Through the Holy Spirit. And if you want to read about this story, you can read the whole thing in the book of John. And, of course, he speaks about the Holy Spirit in Luke and some other places as well. But to start, if you would like to learn more about the Holy Spirit and his job, because he has a job from the time that Jesus left the earth until the time Jesus comes back. And so he is leading us and telling us what God is saying, or what is the mission, or it could be many, many different things. And believe me, the Holy Spirit will lead you in very concrete ways, and you will know his voice, and you will be able to follow his voice, because he won't let you go until you do what it is that the Lord is calling you to do. Amen. Friends, I'm so happy you're reading the Bible with me in a year. We start in January, we end in this, and I would love for you to read the whole Bible in 1 year. Because I know for a fact that not everybody has time every day to read the Word of God, or maybe you can't read a portion of it. Don't worry, because there's next year. We're going to read the Bible until Jesus comes back. We know he's coming back because in the book of Revelation, chapter 20 and 21 and 22 talks about his return to the earth and how he's going to live here for 1,000 years, and he's going to rule from Jerusalem. And there's so many exciting things about what Jesus is going to do when he comes back. Amen. All right, so we're reading the book of Acts, chapter 16. Paul chose Silas, and he departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went to Syria and to Cilicia and confirmed the churches. What were they doing? They were building churches, just like how the pastors are doing nowadays. They're building churches. For what reason? So the people will have a shepherd. Somebody will help them to learn the Word of God. Somebody will give you a community that you can work with and be a part of. And you can join in the mission, whatever the pastor missions have. And many times they have evangelistic ministry, which is wonderful. We, the people who have evangelistic ministries, their ministry grows because they're fulfilling the mission that Jesus said before he left. He said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every place, every people, and God, how to know the Word of God, how to pray. There's so many things to learn about being a Christian. It's not just going to church and sitting there and walking out and not making a dent in your life. It is actually growing in God. And God has a purpose for each one of us. Amen. Well, he went to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there whose name was Timotheus, and he was the son of a woman who was a Jew, and he was a believer, but his father was Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul went forth with him and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees to keep, those that were ordained from the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so the churches were established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now when they had gone to Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. And after that, so they obeyed the Holy Spirit not to go to Asia. And instead they went to Mysia, and they essayed into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. What was happening? The Holy Spirit was guiding them. He was telling them where to go. He was, if they were going in a way that the Holy Spirit didn't want them to go, he would tell them, and they would listen. And so this is what the Holy Spirit's job was. Why? Because Jesus already left. He had to leave these people with the Holy Ghost. And you know what? The Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, whichever way you call it, is here today to help us. In fact, the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, even teaches us how to pray, helps us in prayer, actually. Sometimes we don't know what to pray, but the Holy Spirit will pray and intercede on our behalf. There's so many things that we need to know about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us, to stay strong, to guide us in the ways that God is telling us to go. And you will know without a doubt when you have been directed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And in a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and there stood a man of Macedonia and asked him, please come over to Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately they went to Macedonia, and surely gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to these people, the Macedonians. So if they tried to go to Asia, the Holy Spirit would stop them. If they went to another place that the Holy Spirit wasn't directing to, he would stop them. And then he gave them a dream. And in the dream, a man was calling to Paul and told him, come over to Macedonia and help us. And after it was a vision, and he listened to the Holy Spirit, and he did exactly what the Lord told him to do, which was to preach the gospel unto the people who were ready to receive the word of God, receive the healing, receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, Jesus said he would send the Holy Spirit to help us and teach us. In John 14:26, it says, when the Father sends the Holy Spirit instead of Jesus, and by the Holy Spirit, or the Comforter, I mean the Holy Spirit, he will teach you much and remind you of everything I myself have already told you. That was Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit, how he was going to send them, and what they were going to do together. This is, This is a collaboration between us and the Holy Spirit. And what's the goal? To reach the soul. And friends, we need to reach the soul. We cannot be a quiet Christian. We have to be a loud Christian. We have to be willing to share whatever it is that the God is telling us, even if people ridicule you. But no matter what, we're going to do what God has called us to do. Amen. He will teach you the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. He will show you what you need to do. Amen. If you trust in this Jesus that I'm talking about, there's only one Jesus, the Jesus that came and died for you and for me. If there's another Jesus, I wouldn't get involved with that. The Jesus of the Bible, that's the one I want to know. That's the one I want to serve. That's the one I want to come back, and I'll be waiting for them, for him. And I hope you will be waiting too. If you would like to know this Jesus, can you bow your head and pray with me? Jesus, I know you are my Savior. You died for me because the Word of God says you did. And Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for each one of us. And Lord, I receive your blood right now over my life. Lord, cleanse me, Father God, with the blood of Jesus. Heal me with the blood of Jesus. Save me with the blood of Jesus. And Lord, yes, God, I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. I repent of everything I've done, whatever it is. And Lord, I know you can take away all my sins and give me eternal life. And Lord, I thank you. I receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, if I forget, if I have sinned against anybody or someone has sinned against me, Lord, I forgive them right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, if you prayed this prayer and you really meant it, can you let me know? I would love to help you to grow in God. You know what? When I got saved, I didn't have anybody to teach me. And I had to learn on my own. But I wish somebody took me aside and started explaining the things about God to me. But you know what? It's never too late. And maybe you're a teacher and that's why you're learning on your own. But that's not the best way to learn. Amen? Go to church. Love the Lord. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with his power. Amen?